Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio, and we have Gus Blakely from Suzuki Marine. Now, make sure I get this right. What is the name of your company? How is it introduced?
Suzuki Marine is fine. I mean, the actual company here in the U.S. is Suzuki Motor of America, but that's fine.
Okay. And, well, let's go ahead and jump on into it. First of all, things are, you know, this, you know, Father's Day is this time of the year. And, you know, the engine that you might have put it around with your father or grandfather is probably a little bit different than what you're putting out today. Can you give us some ideas what that might be?
Sure, John. Love to do that. And in fact, you know, I'm a guy. I love, you know, classic cars and classic motorcycles, and even played around a little bit with some older outboards. But when it comes to enjoying time on the water, you know, I don't think there's the new technology is just so far superior that, you know, that's one place that I'm not really interested in using a classic outboard. And, you know, in terms of that, we just finished up a new product introduction in Florida last week, and we just are introducing a new 200A, which is it's a four-cylinder, 200-horsepower four-stroke that actually weighs about the same as a comparable two-stroke, you know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. So now we're going to give you the superior four-stroke fuel economy at the same weight of an older two-stroke, and, of course, much better, you know, dependability and et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Well, and give us that, and we talked a little bit about the weight of a two-stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, and of course, you know, a few years ago, two strokes were a little bit lighter than four strokes because they had less parts in them, basically didn't have a camshaft and a cam chain and et cetera. But at the same time, you know, nobody, the technology, they haven't been putting technology into two strokes where we've been continually putting technology into four stroke development. And through, of course, lighter weight materials and other options available to us, we've actually now gotten the weights down to be comparable to what the older two-strokes were.
Wow. Well, a couple of things that I would like to talk about, and that would be having to do with, you know, if you've got a motor that still works, is there a reason to change it? I mean, if it's not broke, why fix it? I think that we can answer that question. But guess what? On the other line, we have a cohort of yours that's going to join in with us. We have Dean Corbisher, also from Suzuki Marine. And let's go ahead and bring Dean on. Dean?
Hey, how you doing, John?
Fantastic. Well, first of all, let's kind of introduce you and, you know, who Gus is and who you are.
Well, my name is Dean Corbisher. I work with Suzuki Marine. I handle all the boat shows and photo shoots and PR. I get to do all the fun stuff while Gus has to do all the hard work.
There you go. Okay. Well, why don't we just join in? I know that from what I understand, the technician, I guess, is Gus. So if you got a broken motor, he knows how to, you know, to fix it or make it better. And, of course, Dean is the one that gets to try them out, right?
That's right, yeah. Gus gets to also work out all the sales programs with all the dealers and come up with the interesting new ways to keep people interested in wanting to buy a Suzuki.
There you go. Well, right before I introduced you, I mentioned something I think that we can expand on, is that you've got an outboard motor that you don't use a lot. It might be 10, 12, 15 years old, but it still works. Is there any reason to replace it?
Well, if you have a good boat and a good motor, you might want to continue to use it. But it's just like your car. You know, it gets older. Things aren't working the way they used to. The newer engines get much better gas mileage. They're quiet. They don't burn oil in the gasoline like a two-stroke, so they don't smell. So you might want to upgrade just for ease of use.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's two things that come to my mind. First of all, the efficiency that we alluded to, which would equate to the gas mileage. And also, these new engines are very, very clean.
That is correct. All Suzukis are three-star rated, so you can run them up in Lake Tahoe or other areas, Diamond Lake, for example. You have to have a three-star rating to run there.
And I'm sorry, Gus, go ahead.
And I was going to say that, you know, not only are they much cleaner technology, but much more fuel efficient, much more dependable, and all the Suzukis basically from 9.9 through 300 horsepower are fuel injected as well. And that fuel injection technology takes the carburetor out of the picture, and with that, we've been able to introduce lean burn, what we call a system called lean burn, which actually increases fuel economy anywhere from 12 to 20% while you're using the engine. So, you know, at $5 gasoline, it's certainly nice.
I think that kind of the direction I was going is that, yeah, if you've got an older motor, is it time to replace it? Well, it might actually be cost effective if you did.
That's correct. And also, like Gus alluded to with the electronic fuel injection, if you live in Southern California, a lot of times you're going to go up to the High Sierras with your boat, and if it's an old one, it's probably carbureted. It's not going to run too good.
Whereas
with
good
EFI,
point.
It
another
adjusts.
Good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's – well, the other thing is it's so nice to turn the key and not even give it a second thought. You don't have to go putt, 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 and then get a little cloud of smoke coming out where all the other boats on the lake are looking over at you. and then, you know, the biggest problem, of course, with these new four strokes is that you got to be careful that you don't keep trying to start it because you can't hear them run.
Oh, don't worry about that, John. We've taken care of that.
Really?
Yes, we actually built in what we call start protection. So if your engine is running, and even if you turn the key, you don't have to worry about the starter kicking and engaging again. It actually won't do that because we know the engine's running. So.
And you had to do that because people were trying to start it because they couldn't hear it run. Interesting.
And, you know, one of the biggest compliments we get is a lot of times people walk by the docks when we're in Miami and other places like that, and they see the telltale running out of the back of the motor, and they ask us all the time, is that motor running? And I say, yep, it's running. It's idling.
Wow. No, that's awesome. And if you're going to be out on the lake, you're supposed to be there for pleasure, and you don't want to leave your worries at the dock.
And, you know, John, talking about one of the things that you mentioned about what's a good reason to replace your engine, you know, we've seen a big resurgence in pontoon sales.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know,
that's
and
my
we
favorite.
And we've got all kinds of pontoons out there now. We got tri-tunes. We got pontoons for fishing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, obviously you're taking your family. You might be taking three generations out there. And one of the things that four strokes really offer that's really nice on a pontoon is you got your family out there. Mm-hmm. You want to enjoy your family. You want to hear your family. And with a four stroke engine, because they are so quiet, you can hear your family, or, and maybe in some cases, you might want to listen to that nice stereo you have too as well.
Yeah, well, as long as you don't turn it up too loud. Sound travels on the lake, but yeah, you're right. You don't have to turn it up too loud. There you go. But that's you know, of course, is that, you know, to me, that's unless you're going to be out in the ocean, the pontoon is the only way to go because it's so easy, comfortable, and like you said, you can take kids; they can get up and run around without having to sit down and be quiet. But anyway, we're down to about a minute, and then I know that Gus is going to stick with us through the rest of the show. And Dean, we appreciate you coming on very much. Dean, why don't you give us some information about if somebody's interested in a Suzuki, what they should do?
Well, you can go to our website at SuzukiMarine.com, and you can check out all the different horsepowers that we have and different options. And then you can go to find a dealer, and it'll tell you where your local dealer is and give them a call directly.
Okay.
And that's a great way. We have dealers all over the country. Suzuki Motor Corporation, we handle the continental United States and Alaska.
Awesome. Okay. Well, we appreciate coming on, Dean, and we hope to get you back again. Gus, be sure you stay in there, and you're welcome to interact and answer questions, ask questions, and we're just going to have a good time talking about fishing. Dean, again, thank you very much. We'll be talking to you real soon. You are listening to Fish Talk Radio.
With a fishing problem. Hey, Mike, I think we need some more cowbell.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-382-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass, and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep-sea adventure by calling 805-382-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
S-A-N-D-O-S is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Santos Finisterre Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly Santos Finisterre Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Santos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. We're having a great time right now. We've had Gus on the line talking about outboard motors, and Gus isn't going to go away, so we still have a lot more to learn. The things are changing, that's for sure. And, you know, these modern high-tech engines are extremely reliable, efficient, and very cost-effective. And we also have Rocio from the, I guess it's the, it's wouldn't say new, maybe renew, Finisterre, which is in between the beach and the marina in Cabo San Lucas. And I've been there, and I can tell you that, you know, what's really neat, Rocio, is you walk in, and you register, and you can put your wallet, credit cards away, and just enjoy everything. And no hassles. And it's all taken care of. And it's
That's what it is. And that's what the all-inclusive is about.
Right.
To forget about bills and just relax and enjoy food and drinks and the resort and the beach.
Put them on. Okay. And speaking of that, like this was last month when I was down and was able to have dinner with you and talk to Polino and some other people. That actually, it's a world-class restaurant, and it's included in the deal.
So yes, it is. We have five restaurants. We have five restaurants, six bars. All of we have in the restaurants and the bar is included for just for the single price you pay per day.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? We're going to have a real party. We have Gus on the line with us, of course, from Suzuki Marine. We have Rocio from the Finisterre and also from Cabo San Lucas, or, well, at least the Blue Sky is also from Cabo San Lucas. We have Jim on the line with us. Jim, you want to join in?
Hi, John. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, folks.
There you go.
Hello.
And Jim has a, I don't know if you call it, you can't call it a boat. It's got to be a yacht because it's over, you know, it's what, 43-foot Italian Riviera luxury yacht, which works quite well for fishing. And by the way, we talked to, but Paul was out on the other day, and he says, well, next time I'm down here, can I fish on this? So it's very, very impressive. But we have Rocio. By the way, Rocio, I talked to Paul Eno just the other day, and I guess Jim's putting together a field trip for you guys.
Oh, that would be just awesome because we were so busy last time we can do something with you guys, mm-hmm. and we missed the opportunity. And now we are still busy. We are so happy that we are 100% to date.
No way.
It's
you're full?
Be great days for us. Yes, we are full. The hotel is full, which is not very high season. It's a low season, actually.
Yeah.
The rest of the week, we are full.
Wow.
We are so happy.
Wow. Well, you must be doing a heck of a job.
Hey, Jim.
Well, we are just very happy.
Go ahead, Jim.
With the people here.
This is Gus from
Suzuki. Hi, Gus.
I wanted to ask Jim what they were catching down there right now on that Riviera right now. I always like to know what they're catching in Cabo.
Well, the high point would be marlin, of course.
Yes.
And we caught a few Dorado last week, and I'm more of a Dorado man. I just love the fight and the jumping. And so, of course, in July and August, that'll be the high season for Dorado. And going through my fishing reports, we actually caught two wahoo last week as well.
Oh.
Well, that must mean the water's warming up.
Yes. Well, we all know the temperatures are nearing the top 90s right now in Cabo. So a wonderful place to be.
Well, actually, that's not bad. Of course, you know, when the water temperature gets up above the mid-80s, you know it's going to be, the ambient temperature is going to be warm. But fortunately, the Finisterre is all air-conditioned, except for the swimming pools, of course. And so that's not a problem. And if you want to
For winter, John, we have one of the pools is heated for winter.
Oh, really?
That's
perfect.
But
that's
now
perfect.
All of them there are cool because such a nice weather.
Yeah, it is. And then, you've got this beautiful sand that goes out onto the ocean, and you just walk down the hill on the other side, and you get on the blue sky. Or, you know, if you feel like breaking loose and want to go to one of the nightclubs down there, it's just a short walk.
And another good thing for the location of the hotel, like I told you sometimes, is we are so close to the marina and to the bars
mm-hmm.
that now that the hotel is 100%, you walk to the areas and you see people, but not a lot of people, like in another club sometimes or resorts, when you are 100%, there is lines and you kind of with a lot of people. So
right,
it's
right.
not because people is in the beach or people is in the pool or in the top.
Right, so the lunch might last for, lunch might last for 4 hours. Yeah, that's a good point because it's not like on a cruise ship or something where you get cattled in and you have to be there at a certain time, but mm-hmm. it's you know the whole point of being down there first of all is to relax.
Yes.
And what you did at the Finisterre was went to an all inclusive because I remember going down in the early mid 80s and the Finisterre had been there a long time then, and it just keeps getting better.
I think, and we are so happy. And you know what? Now we are Expedia is one of our great partners, and we were 3.5 star with them.
Mm-hmm.
And now yesterday they gave us the 4 stars. So
there
that's a very,
go.
Very good thing.
That's a very good thing.
So hard that Expedia give you another point, you know. And
yeah.
We just told them, this is what we have. This is the new that we have been working on, and this is the reviews of the guests. Now they told us yesterday, so we are so proud of that. So that's very good.
That is very good. That's awesome. And then let's get back because Jim wants to take you and the rest of the staff out on the blue sky so that when you talk to your guests, you'll be able to talk to them about the fish you caught.
Yeah, of course, I recommend them. He's just right here.
Mm-hmm.
And telling people is asking us about what to do and we have to take advantage of these things.
Yes.
The partner that you have.
There you go. Partner that you have. But, and so, you know, that's, now, Jim, one of the things that, I find is that the hotel that you have, I don't want to use the word high-end because it might scare people off and think it is expensive. But, you know, if you want the finer things in life, that's definitely where you want to stay. And if you want to go fishing, there's a lot of opportunity. You can get on a ponga for half day for a very inexpensive price and probably catch fish. You can get on one of the cruisers and go out, and they're effective at catching fish. But if you would like to be sitting in an air-conditioned salon, you know, with all the amenities and leather seats, and then have a great fighting chair in the deck where you can put, you know, at least six people, six anglers, and have another six or eight inside, you know, that's the way to do it, and you can get that. Jim, you want to tell us a little bit about that?
The well, the Blue Sky is air-conditioned. It's just been, we've actually got your partner, Mike Ritz, on the boat today.
John? Oh, you know what? I called him to ask about something else. I didn't realize he was on the water. Yes, he was out there, and he said he caught a spearfish. And I go, what in the world is that? Actually, the guy from Mustad Hooks came down and hooked a spearfish. And I, what is a spearfish? He goes, John, in my entire career, I've only caught one, and this is only the second one I've ever seen. Apparently, it's it's, you know, it's like a marlin or sailfish, about 80 pounds, but it's I never even know they were down there. So, you know, when you put your line in the water down there, you never know what you're going to get.
Well, one time we put some live bait out, and I went to the crew. What I'm like, what do I have? And they said, oh, you probably have a shark because it's so big. And to our surprise, it was about a 300-pound tuna.
Whoa.
But, like all fishermen, that one got away.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. tuna are great. They're fun. A marlin, you will come on top of the water and swim and dance. And a dorado, they're aerobatic. You know, they'll come out and dance and show their stuff. But a tuna, especially the big ones, they just go down. You know, and unless you got a winch to bring them up, it's no fun.
He was sunbathing by the boat, but we just couldn't bring him in.
Yeah. Just too heavy for the line, huh?
Too heavy.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we've only got, I guess, about a minute or so left. Let's get some quick information from Rocio. If you want to go check in tonight, too bad. That's awesome.
Too bad we don't have rooms.
That's great. That's fantastic. Because I know when you took over, that's not the way it was, and it's only been a little over a year.
Yeah, we have, since last year to this year, the things just changed.
Wow.
Very good, John. The people is getting know more than
there you go.
They, because they know about Finisterre, like the old Finisterre, the legendary
right.
Finisterre.
Mm-hmm.
And they are thinking, oh, that's an old hotel, 44 years old. But now when they come, everybody loves the property because you know mm-hmm. what? It's the landscaping of the hotel. It's just like a Cabo.
There
that's
you go.
What I like from this property.
Yeah, it is. And Jim, give us a little bit of contact information for the Blue Sky if somebody wants to really make a trip and stay at the Finisterre and get on, you know, one of the finest yachts in the harbor.
Sure. Our website address is blueskyfishing.net. And we're, of course, on Facebook, facebook.com/blueskycabo.
Okay. Well, that's pretty easy to find. And I know that you're also very, very highly rated in TripAdvisor for just the short time that you've been in there. You're getting a lot of...
John, we just got bumped up this week. We're number three for all activities in Cabo.
Wow, one boat. One boat is number three? Wow.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of that.
Wow, I can imagine.
Yeah,
why.
That's so hard to be in the best position.
All right, well, the next time we talk to you, Rocio, I want you to get on that boat and go out there, and we're going to talk about catching fish.
I will love it.
Okay. Rocio, thank you so much. We appreciate it. You've been a delight. Jim,
oh,
I'm sure we're going to have you back on real soon. We
always
appreciate that.
Always a pleasure to talk
there
to
you
go. And your audience.
And say hi to the Grizz when he comes back in. Tell him he missed a good show.
Sure will.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Rocio.
Bye-bye.
Right, okay, you are listening to Fish Talk Radio, and we're going to be back with you momentarily. And Gus, we're going to be talking to you. Don't go away.
And back to work on Monday's my condition. Yeah, back to work.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-382-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-382-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming, laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
S-A-N-D-O-S is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Santos Finisterre Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly Santos Finisterre Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Santos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Are you ready for a whale-watching adventure? The Santa Barbara Channel is known as one of the best whale-watching areas in the world. Over 27 species of whales, dolphins, and porpoises come here throughout the year. And there's no better way to spend time with these wonderful animals than aboard the high-tech Condor Express. Bring a whole family for an unforgettable whale-watching adventure. The Condor Express is Santa Barbara's premier charter boat for whale-watching, island excursions, sunset cruises, and private charters. Call Sea Landing at 882-0088 to book your trip. We'll see you on the Condor Express.
They're in the water, look at them shine. There goes
a Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio by myself, but we have Heather from Lake Shasta on the line with us, and we also have Gus with Suzuki Marine as a co-host today. So right now we're going to talk about fun stuff and interesting stuff. Let's start off with Heather at Lake Shasta, which, as Gus has said, he's been there a couple of times. So why don't we just let you guys talk about it?
Okay. Well, we're getting a little bit busier again now. Kids are out of school. So we had a very busy weekend for Memorial holiday. Actually, a lot more busier than what we expected, you know, being with a little bit of a low water year. But it's definitely still functional, and people are still going out, and it's a great place to go to cool off. And it's just been a delight to have, you know, still seeing a ton of people out there, and it's going to get even busier with the kids being out of school. I've already had several stop by and ask questions and ask what campgrounds are the best and all that good stuff. So it's staying busy. That's
oh, well, and it's going to get more so. Now, the Lake Shasta, what you work for is a company called Cal Parks Company that operates, I don't know how many marinas plus other camping facilities in California, but it's over 20, I believe. Now, at Lake Shasta, what facilities are you in control of?
On Lake Shasta, we have several campgrounds. It's basically all the public campgrounds. We don't own any of the private resorts or marinas. Those are all privately owned, like I said. And then there's also some cottages out there by Sugarloaf that's private that they run, and we kind of work together with them hand in hand. You know, they help us out, we help them out, but mainly it's just public campgrounds and public boat ramps that we run.
Basically, now one of the things that just kind of came to me in the last segment with Gus was on with this, we were talking about Cabo San Lucas. Now, Cabo San Lucas is obviously a destination.
Right.
And, you know, most, well, I like to think for fishing, but other people think there's a different reason to go there.
But depends on who you're talking to.
Exactly.
At age group.
But I'm just thinking that Shasta actually falls into that same category, because I'm sure that you obviously get a lot of locals, and it's, you know, the Sacramento River, and, you know, from Shasta all the way down is just beautiful, beautiful country. But I think the real jewel is Lake Shasta itself. So you, I would imagine that you get a lot of people coming from all over the U.S. to visit you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, and it's tough sometimes because, you know, they come and they don't want to, especially if they're driving, you know, they want to make sure that there's availability at a campground or, you know, that what boat ramps are open. So that's probably a majority of our calls that we get here. But we want to make sure that we help out people as much as possible and making sure that they have, you know, the best time possible here.
Mm-hmm. And then, well, that and the area around it, it's, you know, obviously you want to stay there, but there's just, you know, within a few hours of you, there's just so much beautiful country.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It is. It's beautiful even just to drive.
Mm-hmm. Now, Gus, let's talk a little bit about outboard motors on Shasta. First of all, I don't know, do you have any restrictions on what type of motors are allowed on the lake?
I'm not sure. We'd have to ask Heather on that. I mean, in some lakes, they might require that it be a 3 or 2-star rated motor. And I couldn't answer that question exactly.
Heather, do you know is there any restrictions on the craft and on what type of motors you can use on the lake?
I don't think so. I don't think there's really a restriction. I'm not sure how that works. That would be like a Coast Guard
right.
or a
well,
Forest Service.
Well, I can probably give you a clue how you'd find out. Is you look out at the lake in the morning when people are firing up their engines. If you hear this putt and there's a big cloud of smoke going up, and say, well, that's probably not a real clean burning engine.
No. But,
and
the one thing I can say, John, is that all Suzukis can go there because we're all 3-star rated. So. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any difference from 2.5 all the way to 300 horsepower.
But
I was going to ask, what kind of fish might I catch right now from Heather right now on the lake right now?
What was that? I'm sorry. What kind of fish?
Yes.
Yeah, what are people catching up there right now?
Bass. Yep. Mostly bass. Yep, that's what we have in Shasta Lake. So that's there's still a good amount out there, and they've been biting, but I think with the low water, you know, they're kind of... They're trying to hide out, but they've had a lot of successful bass tournaments this season.
Well, the lake is down, but that's a huge lake.
Oh yeah, so that, like I said, it's still functional. There's still just as many people coming out.
Mm-hmm. And then I would imagine this time of the year, do the fish start going down a little bit deeper?
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. And you know, we're talking again about the outboard motors. And some of the reasons we talked earlier about why you wanted to replace it, and we did mention something about Gus too, you know, how quiet they are. You can hardly hear them running. But the other thing that we didn't expand on is that if you got a lake like that that's just in this beautiful pristine area, and you got a lot of boats on it, you really don't want to have a lot of noise on the lake.
Certainly. And I think that's, you know, not just with Suzuki, but all of our competitors that make 4-strokes. You know, we've done a lot to make them much quieter than the outboards maybe we grew up with or that our grandparents had. And I think that has done a lot to really get out and enjoy the country and the scenery and the water itself.
Right. Well, we mentioned pollution, but there's also noise pollution.
Sure, sure. And it's just, you can enjoy your family. And I think that's, you know, one of the nice things about being out on the water is it is really family time, because you know, hopefully you're not spending time just sending text messages and answering emails and,
well,
and doing those things.
Unfortunately, I think that's probably going to happen anyway, but not on my boat. But Heather, give us a kind of an idea about the lake and some of the different areas and different places and things you recommend people do while they're there.
Well, definitely houseboating is always a good thing and fun to do. I mean, especially if you have a group of friends or, you know, even relatives or family and birthday. You can do birthdays, and Father's Day is coming up this weekend. I know that it'll be a little bit of a busy weekend. Lots of people tend to do houseboat trips. There's also ski boats and, you know, fishing boats for rent and canoes and kayaks and all that kind of stuff. You know, mainly it's all the resorts and the marinas that have those. So,
well, a quick comment. It wasn't too long ago I was at an outdoor writers conference, and you up at Lake Shasta were provided with houseboats. And when you think of a houseboat, this is not a shack on pontoons. I mean, you know, these things are multi-level, multi-room, air-conditioned. You know, water slide going from the top into the water, full kitchens, and people will stay out there for, what, 2-3 days?
Yeah, 2 to 3 days, sometimes 4.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends. A lot of them like to come in on Thursdays, and then they leave on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously you want to make sure you know who you go with, because you're going to be spending some time with them.
Oh,
but,
yes,
but for
definitely.
A family or, you know, that type of an arrangement. Now, there's a limited amount of those. Are they still any available for this year?
You know, I'm not sure. I haven't looked into that, just since we don't take care of that. But I can imagine there are.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I think it's like a couple weeks in advance that they make you book them.
Right, right. But no, that's just another way to enjoy Lake Shasta. And no matter where you are in the world, it's Shasta, obviously. You know, it can get warm there, but because of your altitude and in the forest that you're in, I don't think it's ever really uncomfortable in the summertime.
Oh, no. And the water's, you know, usually perfect year round. So it's not too cold, but, you know, it's definitely cools you off.
Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't plan on keeping you on this whole time, but it's so fascinating. You're really good at this.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Okay. I like to spend time with you guys.
Cool. All right. Well, come on down. Matter of fact, let's just, Gus and I were decided that we might want to take you down to Cabo.
Hey, that sounds good to me. I'll just put up my out of the office sign.
There you
here
go.
And good. We'll just
put
head
it,
out.
Hang up the gone fishing sign, huh?
Yep, gone fishing. We'll return someday.
Okay. But why don't you, you know, while we do, before we get too far out of it, why don't you give us some contact information?
Okay, you can call us here at the office, and it's 530-275-8113.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a Shasta Recreation email that, you know, is just a blast email that comes directly to me, and that is shastarec@tcpcadmin.com.
Whoa. I think you're going to have to go back and listen to the radio again to get that one again. Now, it's... Or you can just Google Heather at Shasta Lake, right?
Yeah, it's actually on our website. It's ShastaTrinityCamping.com.
There you go, ShastaTrinityCamping.com. Okay, that's an easy one, and it's not that hard to find, and it's well worth looking.
It definitely is. So we keep everything up to date and anything that's going on, and you can also download your application to get a season boat pass, too, boat launching pass from our website.
Oh, cool. Great. Heather, it's been delightful.
Wow, that's great.
We really appreciate you taking the time. I can't wait to get back up there.
Sounds great. Thank you for your time. That was it's always fun. It's always a pleasure.
Great. Hey, Gus, that was fun. Before we go any farther, Gus, let's make sure that we take care of some homework. We want to make sure that what you're recommending is basically you can go to the Suzuki website, which is, you know, I imagine you type in
www.suzuki.com.
That's a tough
Very
one, isn't
simple.
It? And then get some information, and then, you know, go directly to your dealers, because they're going to install it, they're going to fix you up, and they take really good care of you. You've got a tremendous distribution network. And then also,
yes,
if you want to listen to the show again, just go to fishtalkradio.com. www.thegrandheritagereport.com, and the shows are archived. Tune in and listen to us as many times as you want in case you miss something. And Gus, you can tune in and find out how great you did today.
All right.
Okay. Okay. This is Fish Talk Radio. We really appreciate you tuning in, and talk to you soon.